going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. We'll clean a couple things up here before we get to take a mania. Several of you, many of you, and we appreciate 75%
this. 75% of you.
Yeah, weighing in on the, letting us know what the pray for the bear means, what the genesis of that
is. Jimmy Butler's agent texted pray for the bear, and Sean and I just didn't know what the hell that meant exactly,
right.
Whether it was positive or negative.
Yep.
And apparently we're idiots because that's a Kobe Bryant thing.
Well, it's a Kobe thing where I guess there's a quote from Kobe. If you see me in a fight with a grizzly, pray for the bear.
Yeah.
So if that,
and other people saying that was an expression before Kobe said it.
Okay,
well,
whatever. Yeah. That's what it means. It means pray for the bear. So I guess the agent texting that to Mark Spears means that Jimmy is, you know, he's ready to go. He's ready to fight a grizzly, by God, or the Houston Rockets, one or the other. I've had a few people tell me also that he was diagnosed with a contusion of his buttocks, Jimmy Butler, a deep glute muscle contusion.
Oh.
And that he's questionable for tomorrow.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
A deep butt bruise.
Yes. Yeah. It was a
just pounded. A deep thigh bruise can be quite debilitating.
Yep.
So a deep butt bruise, I don't know as much as about that.
You know, they say the glute is the thigh of the butt. So that's the old saying.
that's the old saying. It was a Kobe Bryant thing.
Yeah, right. Pray for the glute. Yes.
Pray, right. What did you say? The glute is the thigh of the butt.
The glute is the thigh of the butt.
The
yes.
glute is the incisor of the lower body.
Thank you. Yes.
It does all the work.
That's right. It's the pancreas of the butt. All right. So there you go. We're just cleaning a few things up.
Contuse that buttocks. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Girl.
That's the dirty talk I'm here for. Be careful. That got Shannon Sharp into trouble.
That's right.
So
Jimmy Butler, pray for the, you know what I interpret that as? Pray for the Houston Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need your prayers, okay?
Right.
I don't worship a false idol and Draymond Green like you guys do.
Someone said that maybe the guy was talking about praying for Clutch, the bear. Like, what did Clutch ever do? Jimmy's going to go take it out on Clutch? That's pretty funny.
I hope Clutch has some kind of outfit where he's got, they changed the head mask a little bit and it's he's got a lot of gum showing, you know.
Yeah.
The very Draymond Green like face.
That'd be great. All right, take a mania. Bad takes of the week that try to take down previous champions. This is the reigning champion right now is Deion Sanders. This was Deion back on April the 18th, right before the Colorado Spring game, in which they are at which they retired. Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders jersey numbers. So here's Deion Sanders. And a lot of criticism for the Shedeur part of that. That Travis Hunter's a Heisman Trophy winner. That's understandable. Shedeur was a decent quarterback on a team that won 9 games and got blown out in a bowl game and was not an All-American or anything like that. He's Deion's son. Played there 2 years. Here was Deion's take on that.
You know, retired jerseys can be a sore subject.
Not really. Alums. This is the first time I've ever seen it sore. I don't know if you know it, but I'm retired, man. I think every jersey Dern I played in is retired. So I'm pretty familiar with this. So it's never been sore.
But why do you think that? What was your message like, maybe Buff Nation and Buff alums who are
I don't have a message. And... I'm praying for my AD. I love him to life, Rick George. Now, let's get the elephant out of the room. I don't want to talk about this too long. I'm going to just talk briefly and let it go. We're talking about Shador. We ain't talking about nobody else. But his last name wasn't Sanders. We wouldn't have this discussion. The only reason we were having this discussion is his last name is Sanders. Okay? That's it.
Okay, so you
it's actually an accurate take that has a poor that has poor thought process behind it.
No. The whole all of that for one, like you know what, honestly, usually there is very little controversy surrounding a jersey retirement, which is specifically why this is interesting, because usually like, when there's a lot of people sore about it, it's that somebody's jersey hasn't been retired who very much deserves it. Like various guys who won a national championship for Colorado back in the day. But it's notable in this instance. And the reason it's funny because yes, it is the reason that this is a topic of conversation is that his last name is Sanders, but because you guys don't seem to be handling the fact that his last name is Sanders is all that well. Like Shador is the rich kid who is pointing to his daddy all the time and saying, "Do you know who my daddy is? Why would you think I can't do this? Do you know who my daddy is?" Yeah. So you're not your daddy.
Right.
Your daddy was a much better football player than you.
Yep. Very off-putting.
He was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to sit Shador Sanders down one of these days and give him a talking to about how good his dad was.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, how dare you? Year. How dare you put your father's name in your mouth?
Right.
Keep your daddy's name out of your mouth.
Yeah. You don't even belong in the same. Yeah, for sure. You're not in the same universe with him.
Yeah.
All right. So Dion actually had another horrible jersey retirement take. So Dion might take down Dion. This I can guarantee you in this matchup here. Deion Sanders will remain the Take-A-Mania champion going against himself.
He can't see that. Same thing with Rashawn Salaam, right? How long did we wait? I say we because I'm a part of CU now.
Ben, pause. I should have set that up better. The topic here is someone brought up Rashawn Salaam's jersey getting retired 23 years after he won the Heisman and a year after he died. Here is Deion on that.
I say we because I'm a part of CU now. How long did we wait?
23 years after his Heisman.
After his what?
After his Heisman?
Yeah. How many years after his death?
One. Less than one.
So we got to die to get recognized? Ain't nobody saying nothing in the church right now. Everybody got something to say otherwise. Right. Hey, man, give people their flowers while they can enjoy them and they can smell them. That's how I get down. You guys are doing a good job. I always tell you, you guys are doing a good job right now. I don't wait. I'm not built like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is the problem is that he starts off with something that's true. Yeah. I would agree with him. Like, Rashawn Salaam, it would have been better if you'd been able to do it when he was still alive. Yeah. Yes, I agree with that. But giving people their flowers when they're still alive doesn't mean that every above average player on an above average, but not really all that good football team, or I'll say Shador, very, very good football player on an average team that didn't accomplish anything.
Yes.
Other than lifting their program up somewhat.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that every single one of those guys gets flowers.
That's correct.
I mean, by Deion's standards, 40% of the quarterbacks in college football right now should have their jerseys retired immediately.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, immediately. Right. Like the year after they leave. The offseason after they're done. Just 3 months after they lose in a bowl game to BYU.
They went to a mediocre bowl game and won? Oh my gosh. No, retired immediately after they won a bowl game?
No,
retired immediately after the bowl game.
No, it's unfortunate. They lost by 22 in that
game. I know. So I'm saying if you actually win the bowl game, you should get it immediately after the bowl game instead of waiting for the spring game.
Yep. All right. So which Deion take is worse in your mind?
The first one.
Okay. So there we go. So Deion kicks out of Deion's finishing maneuver.
Yeah, he owned himself like four times in that.
Yes.
He made the argument against himself four times in that original take.
All right, I got three more here. Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavericks, did a press conference. The postseason, the Mavs got knocked out of the play-in, so Nico Harrison is doing the postseason State of the Union here.
Yeah.
He didn't realize just how beloved Luka Doncic was.
I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
Okay. Where are you on that? Where are you on that one, Seth?
All right. Now, you know this, because with Deion, there is a part of it where I'm hesitant sometimes to criticize people who are standing up for their team or their son. The problem with Deion is that Deion's creating a lot of the controversy. It doesn't even need to be there because they keep talking about Shador like he's this culture changer and this unique specimen and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big one. Nico is defending himself.
Didn't realize in a building he's in every night where everyone's wearing a number 77 jersey.
He didn't realize. I almost felt like he was like, you know, we actually hired market. We hired people to study the market, and it didn't come back that positive.
Yeah.
Blame them.
Yes.
You
blame
know, blame our research consultants that we hired.
Yeah.
There's that. And then, okay. If things had turned out differently, and by that, part of that is if Anthony Davis had stayed healthy, which Anthony Davis does not stay healthy.
No.
He's had one healthy season in the last, 4 years?
Yeah.
Oh.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nico Harrison, new champ. Deion, you are pinned. You're off the hook. Deion Sanders off the hook. Nico Harrison, new champion, holding the belt up high.
I can't. The damage control on this has been so resoundingly awful.
You can't
get up there and to tell the fans who are mad at you, hey. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you cared about it. I was like, it'd be like a surgeon telling a patient, hey, I know we're supposed to amputate the right leg, but we actually amputated the left.
Yes.
Yeah. Why are you crying? Oh,
you didn't need
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't realize it meant that much to you.
Oopsie.
We still do have to take the right leg.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that being ambulatory mattered that much to you.
All right.
Maybe I would have done things differently.
I love that. All right, so Nico Harrison is the new champ. He's got two challengers. Let's do these quickly here. This is C.J. Gardner-Johnson at his first press conference as a Texan this week, talking about his new quarterback, C.J. Stroud.
He's a competitor. I say a lot of people don't understand with C.J. I met him. He cares a lot more than people think. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people look at him, he's nonchalant. Being here for the first 3 days or 2 days I've been here, he's everything you want in a quarterback. he may not be an immediate like people expected from the guys I played with, but you got to understand this guy is a winning quarterback. He helped turn his organization around. So I think having more vet presence around him is going to help him come out his shell a little bit more, which he probably already did. Just know he's still light-skinned, so kind of got a couple of but great guy.
I would have cut it off after the first 10 seconds because that's where the worst part of the take is.
Yeah, he cares more than people realize or whatever.
I want to hear the light-skinned part again at the very end.
Nobody, this is, it's a bad take, but yeah. He gets a huge pass,
sure,
obviously.
Sure.
He's trying to say something positive about CJ. But it did feel, it was one of those things where I don't, if I were CJ Stroud and I heard it, I would be like, is there a perception out there that I don't care that much?
Yeah.
If anything, I think he cares too much at times.
Yes.
He's got that, what you want out of a young athlete is that sometimes you got to dial back just how much they care.
Yep.
So that they can roll with the punches more. Yeah, I don't think I haven't heard a single person say that they're worried that CJ doesn't care enough.
Nope, just CJ Gardner-Johnson, it kind of implies it. That's it. So, all right.
Yeah,
But that's not enough to take down Nico Harrison.
Right okay, now. No.
Yeah,
no,
not even close. No. All right. Good kick out, Nico. Nico kicks out of the CJ finisher. All right, last one. We played this one earlier this week. This is Puka Nacua and Julian Edelman talking about Brock Purdy's contract, upcoming contract. We all expect Brock Purdy to sign a new deal with the 49ers. The question will be, how much is it worth? When you hear them talking here about a 4 and a 5, they're talking about the first digit in the average annual value of the Brock Purdy soon to be extension. 4 meaning a $40 million plus deal, 5 meaning a $50 million plus deal.
Brock Purdy, is he going to get a 5?
I don't think so.
You think he's going to go with a 4? It's going to start with a 4.
Yeah.
A high 4?
No.
I think mid 4.
Mid 4.
A 45?
I think so. I mean, I think
if he does that, that'd be smart for him and them.
Yeah. I mean, I think he seems like a smart guy. I think they have a chance to still be in their window. And I think if he goes for a 5, the window closes.
Okay. The idiotic part about that take is Puka Nacua has no idea how the salary cap works.
Right. Yeah. The 45 and 50 million. The $5 million difference is going to be whether or not the window closes.
It's 5 million matters. And don't get me wrong, but you know, 5 million matters. But like that's the difference between back in the Super Bowl hunt or window closed.
They might not be able to afford a journeyman defensive tackle if they give them that extra $5 million.
Right.
And that's going to make or break them.
Yeah. So
it's
It's a bad take. Is it worse than Nico Harrison not realizing how beloved Luka Doncic was?
And the Nico one was tough because he's not nearly as entertaining to listen to as Deion Sanders, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, he's a GM especially. He's sticking up for himself and not the team or his son or anything else like that.
Yep.
That was a horrendous thing. It got to the point where Charles Barkley told somebody to stop talking. Charles Barkley doesn't want anybody to stop talking.
Charles loves talking with everybody. Charles, which camera am I supposed to look into here? Because I'm talking to Nico Harrison, right?
Yeah.
That one right there. Okay. You know, like he's staring at the fourth wall. It was, that was
Nico
funny.
Nico is up there. He's almost like if you're watching, you know, when you're a kid, you punish your kid. And your kid's defiant, and they're like, no, I'm just going to keep disagreeing with you. And you're like, I got to just stop talking.
Right.
Just stop fighting
talking.
Like, all right, that's it. I'm taking this away from you now. Stop talking.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right,
Nico Harrison needed to have his cell phone taken away from him.
He did. That's when you need to get grounded. So did we do the pinning combo here? Did Nico kick out of Puka? Nico kicks out again. Sorry, we did that before. I couldn't remember if we did. All right, so there you go. New champion. Take a mania. Nico Harrison, Dallas Mavericks general manager. I'm keeping track of the lineage of this belt. Don't worry. I've got it at the bottom of the rundown. All the past champions. It's going to be a battle royal in December between all of you and your horrible takes.
A lot of the horrible takes surrounding Shedeur Sanders have to come out from like Riddick and Mel Kiper last night as they were basically blaming the anonymous quotes about Deion Sanders for creating a perception about Shedeur Sanders, as the people who made those anonymous quotes were the people who weren't drafting Shedeur Sanders.
They're the decision makers.
Let your own anonymous quote that you gave affect your decision making.
Yeah, it's wild. All right, the rationale behind what the Texans did last night. And Nick Caserio, I think Nick Caserio being, this is probably the most revealing he's been in a cut from a post-draft press conference that we can remember. We'll have all that for you. Summing up everything the Texans did and didn't do last night is next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.